You're going to find out that Michael Avenatti was retained by the Democrat National Circus and that someone funneled the money to him to have that ridiculous, slanderous, libelous claim made by Ms. Setwick hurled his way, Kavanaugh's way. That's what you're going to find out. Apply this to Kavanaugh versus Ford. The Senate hearing involved Ford's accusations against Kavanaugh similarly ended in a he said, she said impasse. A defamation lawsuit might remedy that. Blah, 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 Blasey Ford has already made her accusations outside the privileged setting of a congressional hearing. In September 2018, in an interview she gave to the Washington Compost, Ford accused Kavanaugh of having assaulted her. She stated that he pinned her on a bed, groped her, ground his body against hers, and attempted to remove her clothing. She described him as trying to attack me and putting her life in danger by covering her mouth to prevent her from screaming. Defamation is a false statement that exposes a person to, quote, public scorn, hatred, contempt, or ridicule, thereby discouraging others in the community from having a good opinion of or associating with that person, close quote. A statement that falsely charges a person with a commission of a crime of or immorality is considered defamatory per se and presumed to cause injury. The conduct Ford attributed to Kavanaugh was clearly criminal. Ford's statements about Kavanaugh, if false, would undoubtedly be defamation per se. I believe this has another effect. It stops the Democrat Party and any other Democrat who gets the wild idea from fielding false stories of pound me tooth infamy. That's hashtag me too. Pound me tooth infamy that could derail the nomination or the advancement of good people in public service. And there are still good people who could serve in civil capacities. Matter of fact, we should want good people to serve. If we have to suffer under this government, the least they can do is have some nice people in there that are at least honest. Not Nazi Pelosi's, et cetera. Or, I'm sorry, at all. But that's not what we have. Now you have a situation where somebody, oh, you want to nominate me to Supreme Court? Hey, Trump. You. No. Oh, no. You're not ruining my life, man. Reminds me of that line in the movie Office Space. You know, where the walls are paper thin. Hey, Lawrence, you want to come over and talk for the, you know, after it was discovered that the heist of the 1/10 of a penny at Penetrode or whatever Lumberg's company was actually turned out to not be 1/10 of a penny. It was 4 pennies or whatever, and tens of millions of dollars were being siphoned off. And the neighbor is listening in. He's not supposed to be because the walls are supposed to separate him, but they don't. And Ron Livingston goes, hey, Lawrence, you want to come over and watch TV or something? Oh, thanks, man. I want to screw my life up, too. Oh, thanks, man.